And now I'm going to talk about a few that I have spent loads of money on and came to find out that they actually don't work. Okay, let's begin with BCAAs, all right? Amino acids that are sold to people. People buy protein as well as buy amino acids. Now, that is a fucking stupid thing to do because protein is made up of amino acids. It is better to consume a serving of protein than to consume a serving of BCAAs. BCAAs are probably useless for you if you're consuming sufficient amounts of protein, because even BCAAs work better if consumed with all amino acids. And BCAAs are these three amino acids which are marketed as some superpower amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine. Trust me, it is not worth it because it is supposed to be useful only if you have all the amino acids in your body. I'm not saying that it does not work at all. If you do a cost and benefit analysis, you're probably going to spend the same amount on a serving of protein as you do on a serving of BCAAs. And the good thing is that protein gives you all the amino acids, which are around, I don't know, 20, 25 amino acids or something like that. And BCAAs give you only these three. So if you're somebody who likes to, you know, take BCAAs during training or something, trust me, it's not really benefiting you that much if you're already consuming a sufficient amount of protein. And if you're somebody who believes that, you know, if you train fasted, BCAAs are going to help. Well, first of all, if you're consuming BCAAs during fasted training, your training is not really fasted because BCAAs also contain calories. And I think it's probably 6 calories per gram or something like that. So your training is not really fasted if you're trying to, you know, be if you're trying to be at zero calories when you train, you're probably consuming 30-40 calories because you're consuming BCAAs. But a lot of people do it. A lot of people say it helps them get through their workouts when they're fasted. So if you are one of them, keep doing what you like doing. If it helps you mentally, placebo effect, whatever it is. But overall, science does not really support the usage of BCAAs a lot, because if you're consuming enough protein, that's it. You don't need it. Second, glutamine. Glutamine is sold as the magical recovery amino acid. Another shitty thing is that if you consume sufficient protein, most of that protein is glutamine anyway. So in one scoop of protein powder, you're getting at least 4-5 grams of glutamine. Do you really need to supplement with additional 5 grams of glutamine when you're already consuming probably 30-40 grams in a day from your diet? If you're having a healthy diet, and let's say if you're consuming around 150 to 200 grams of protein in a day, glutamine is sold as the recovery amino acid. The thing is that your body doesn't even use it as that. I think most of it gets converted into glucose, into blood glucose, which is basically sugar in your stomach. So it doesn't reach your muscles as glutamine. So if you're taking it orally, it's not working. I think it's a different case if you're injecting yourself with glutamine, but I don't know about that, so I won't be able to tell you. But in terms of oral glutamine, does not work. And your body has abundant stores of glutamine. Every muscle in your body has a lot of glutamine in it, so you do not really need additional amounts of glutamine. You don't believe me? Check it out for yourself, but please don't waste money on it. The last thing I want to talk about that does not work is arginine. And arginine is marketed as the supplement that boosts nitric oxide production in your body and, you know, makes your muscle like pop out like this much more because it, you know, puts 1 liter of blood in your muscle or something like that. And again, it does not happen. So the thing is, the way arginine is digested, it does not get converted into nitric oxide. If you are wanting to consume a supplement for nitric oxide increase in your body, it's probably better to consume something like citrulline malate. That's probably going to help you in blood flow more than something like arginine. Because again, something similar to glutamine, that when you ingest arginine, it does not actually get converted into nitric oxide by the time it reaches your muscle. Again, I'm no scientist, so this is like the basic amount of information that I have. I don't want to go into a lot of scientific details in this video because this video is for the general population, for men and women who are, you know, new to fitness and are coming across all of these ads of supplements which are going to make their dick fucking 1 foot longer, or, you know, it's going to make one muscle of your like 5 inches bigger, or whatever the fuck you're trying to achieve. So this video is going to tell you basically what works, what does not work, all right? And for further doubts, you can try to research it for yourself. But as of now, if you're wasting money on certain things, hopefully you'll stop doing that. And hopefully I'll be able to lay out the most important foundational supplements that you can use in order to improve your overall quality of life and health. But then again, these are some optional supplements that you can consider spending money on if you've got a lot of money and you want to buy a shitloads of supplements. There is citrulline malate, there is HMB, and there is beta alanine. But again, there are conflicting studies. Nobody really knows how well they work, how much they work. It might even be good to, you know, try it out for yourself and see. But again, I'm not really recommending them as of now because I don't think you need them. You know, just protein, creatine, your omega-3s, your multivitamin, caffeine, that's more than good enough. And if you're spending money on BCAAs, arginine, etc., please don't. I hope this video was able to make a few things clear for you when it comes to supplements. Please research anything and everything that you put into your body before you put it, and before it's too late, and before you land up in the hospital. Please don't take my word for anything. Research this on your own or get advice from a qualified health professional if you want to be really serious about everything. If you found this video useful, share it with whoever you think can also find it useful, with your gym buddies or, you know, your father who might be wanting to get that new, you know, like nitric oxide going on in his penis or whatever it is. And hopefully, guys, I'll see you soon again. Thanks for watching.